Item number two is our public comment. I am going to the chat now. And it looks like our first speaker is going to be Christine Alstrup from Maida House.
Good afternoon, Christine.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. This is short and quick. I don't even know if I'll use my 3 minutes. So I'm, as it says, Christine Alstrup. I'm the Vice President of Clinical Services at Maida House in Milwaukee. And we would just like to, I'm speaking for Maida House. I'm also a person in long-term recovery. As the opiate settlement dollars come into the city and the county, we ask that the room and board rate for residential substance use disorder Medicaid providers is reexamined again. We also ask that the rate that is the reimbursement rate for bridge housing providers is reexamined and looked at again. And maybe taking into consideration the different levels of services that different bridge housing providers are providing, because some of them have a lot of recovery support services, some of them have less. And then we highly encourage supporting existing partners in the community, the agencies that have good track records and provide quality client-centered care and evidence-based practices, that you look at these agencies that have been your partners for, you know, many years and doing great services and getting good outcomes, and help them in capacity expansion so that we can serve more clients in our community who are in need of our services. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Very good.
Madam Any Chair, board members. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going
no, that's
on.
Okay.
Did you want
to? I just wanted to see if anyone has any questions or any thoughts on Christine's testimony. Jody, you have a comment?
Actually, I was going to move on to our next speaker.
Thank you so much.
Madam Chair, board members, the next speaker is Mariah Iverson from the Mental Health Task Force.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for hosting. Again, my name is Mariah Iverson. I'm representing the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force today. We are asking for your help and leadership to ensure public input and transparency in the provision of publicly funded mental health services across 5 areas. So the first thing that we're advocating for today is co-location of community services. We really believe that a critical success factor is having county staff located at the emergency mental health center to connect people to other essential services that are provided in the community, such as outpatient appointments, housing, and benefits counseling. This programmatic specifics, including how patients will be connected to the continuum of community mental health and substance use disorder services, is critical in serving individuals with these disorders and making sure that they can access these services in one place. We're also requesting that the mental health board that has a really good transparent process be a model for developing a transparent process for the emergency mental health center in making sure that we have a governance process that is accountable, transparent, and accessible to the public, given the significant fiscal contribution for Milwaukee County. We're also advocating for stakeholder engagement. We are at a crossroads right now with significant changes in the public delivery of mental health services. We have previously shared that a key success factor for these systemic changes will be meaningful and ongoing engagement with stakeholders. We are advocating to establish a community stakeholder advisory board with the Emergency Mental Health Center. We would be happy to take a lead role with establishing this entity and to advocate that it consists of individuals with lived experience, advocates, family members, and community service providers. We're advocating for your help to ensure that there is a process in place to review the accessibility of the new facility to make sure that individuals with disabilities are able to access these services, as well as contracting with Independence First to provide consultation on accessibility and services for individuals who are deaf and hard of hearing. I will acknowledge that there is a conflict of interest there. I'm employed at Independence First, so I want to clarify that. But the recommendation for Independence First is made on behalf of the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force. We are also advocating for inpatient care. The county is going to be moving from their current role as a provider of inpatient services to a purchaser of inpatient services. We want to make sure that there's a robust process in place to monitor the quality of these services. We also have had concerns that individuals with mental health and substance use disorders are overrepresented in our criminal justice system, and we ask for your support to address the need for coordinated resources to support interventions to avoid repeated incarceration and interactions with the criminal justice system for this population. We also are requesting a collaborative effort with people who receive services, advocates, and community providers. As the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, we are very interested in this initiative and would be happy to support in any way possible. I'll close out with, we have a mayoral candidate forum January 31st at 7 p.m. It's a virtual event, and we would greatly appreciate attendance by board members. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Kathy, I see your hand.
Mariah, I missed the last thing you said before the mayoral forum about something you wanted to take the lead on. I didn't get that clearly.
Yes, we would be happy to, we have an interest in advancing redesign of mental health continuum of care. So across the five areas that I mentioned, we are specifically interested in supporting the development of the Community Stakeholder Advisory Board, as well as advising on accessibility for crisis services that are provided in the community as well.
So redesigning the continuum of care, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, so we are looking at, hold on a second, let me just I think right now Milwaukee County is really at a crossroads with significant changes in the way that we deliver the public delivery of mental health services. And while this is a challenge, it's also an opportunity to consider how we can engage people with lived experience in this, you know, in the way that these services are being delivered. And to that end, we're really advocating for the development of the Community Stakeholder Advisory Board.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mariah. Jody, next speaker.
Madam Chair, board members, the next speaker is Barbara Becker from the Disabilities Rights Wisconsin.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Thank you, Chairwoman Perez and members of the board, for the opportunity to speak with you today. I just wanted to, also share my support for the comments that Mariah had just made, and also to clarify that I think the Mental Health Task Force is supportive of the Mental Health Board's Community Engagement Ad Hoc Committee. I understand that they had a proposal for establishing some type of a stakeholder advisory board, and so we commend them for that, and we would like to support that and see that move forward. So just wanted to share that clarification. I don't know if that is helpful in terms of, you know, what Board Member Eilers was asking about. I wanted to speak about some other changes that are going on right now in the county, which I think, you know, could potentially be opportunities and where there could be more collaboration with the Mental Health Board. So as people are probably aware, for many years, Milwaukee County was somewhat unique in having a separate Disability Resource Center and Aging Resource Center. And actually, I was a fan of that model because this is such a large community. And usually in our experience, in a lot of counties, the ADRCs tend to be very focused on the needs of older adults. And I just want to make it clear that the Aging and Disability Resource Centers are supposed, even though their focus is on long-term care, they're also supposed to be a resource and provide assistance for people with mental illness. And I think that Milwaukee is not alone in this regard, but certainly in Milwaukee, I often find that people are not aware of the ADRC as a resource for people with a mental health diagnosis. And specifically, the ADRC has a great program, the Disability Benefits Specialist Program, which Director LeGrant at one time was the director of and did a terrific job with. And it's really an exceptional program, and I find so often that there is not awareness of that. I know that there also is the Wing Victory Program, which BHD funds and also provides benefits counseling. And I just heard from some case managers and community members recently that their clients were struggling to get access to benefits counseling. So I'm not sure exactly why that is. I did spend some time talking with Amy Lorenz, who was very helpful and assured me that there shouldn't be waiting times, and also talked with Director LeGrant about the DBS program. All I know is that there are people in the community who desperately need these services. Milwaukee has some very good programs and people aren't aware of them. So I know that this is especially important for people with a mental health diagnosis, because getting that disability process initiated and getting the necessary documentation and being successful is especially difficult. It's more difficult for people to be successful with a mental health diagnosis than with a physical disability, for example. So I just wanted to draw your attention to this and ask that there be some kind of outreach and communication strategy so that there is more awareness of these services and to monitor the numbers so that we see some increases in people being served. And I've in the past also suggested that it would be helpful to add a disability benefits specialist who had a focus on providing assistance to people in the jail and house of correction when they re-enter the community, because we know that a very high percentage of people who are incarcerated are experiencing mental health concerns. I know that the county has a new initiative, I believe, for a housing specialist to work with individuals who are re-entering from the jail and House of Corrections, which I think is a great initiative. So this could build on that. So I'm just mentioning that because this could be beneficial to many of the people who may also be Behavioral Health Division clients. You know, getting that disability determination means income. And then people are able to be more stable, to have some money, to have a decent place to live, and to have food on the table. So it really is important. In addition to that, one of the other things that I just wanted to have on your radar is there are some challenges, as you probably know if you've ever been there, with the COGS Center. I understand that some of the BHD services potentially may be moving from Watertown, Plank Road to the COGS Center at some point. And it is a facility that, you know, for many years we had hoped that the county would be able to move out of because of the very significant accessibility challenges there. And I've had a lot of good dialogue with Director LeGrant about that. And I guess the county has looked long and hard on that at this. It's just not feasible to move out. But there needs to be action taken to make that facility more accessible and welcome. I know that there are some plans to do that, but I think, again, it's something that you should be aware of, because if Behavioral Health Division services, community services, are moving over there, it will be important for it to be accessible, to be welcoming for people to feel respected. And, you know, if you've been at the building before, even though there's some, you know, very dedicated people who work there, it's just an accessibility nightmare. It's really unfortunate that that's the front door to a lot of the services for people who need an accessible environment that's easy to navigate. So I wanted to have that on your radar. The other thing I just wanted to reinforce is, you know, some of the comments that Mariah shared from the Mental Health Task Force had to do with the Mental Health Emergency Center. One of the reasons, as I understand it, for keeping the presence in the COGS building is because it's very close to the Mental Health Emergency Center, and there's the idea of having that proximity. But, you know, it's still our hope that some of these community services, including benefits, counseling, housing, as well as outpatient mental health services, that emergency mental health center will take a holistic approach. We know that most of the people who will go there are not individuals who are going to need to be hospitalized, but they are people who are experiencing some kind of difficulty, some kind of crisis. And this is the opportunity to connect them with the continuum of services. And, you know, since this first idea came up, I know we've been real proponents for the idea of co-locating services there, so that moment to reach people when they're reaching out for help, when they're experiencing a crisis, so that connection is made and you don't miss the moment, and then people don't have difficulty navigating what can be very confusing systems. So I hope that we don't miss that opportunity. And I hope that having that community partnership doesn't preclude the opportunity from having the county taking a lead role, because the services that are provided by the county in many cases are unique. They're not available in the private sector. They don't have CSPs or CCS or a housing division that, you know, is so skilled at connecting people with resources. So I hope that you're able to prioritize that, and that idea that we talked about, that community stakeholder group, you know, having that kind of a group, that's the kind of, these are the kinds of questions and issues that they could raise and try and ensure that voice is at the table. So thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you today and for all your hard work during incredibly challenging times. Happy to work together to move any of these ideas forward. Thank you.
Barbara, thank you. All right. Jody, any other comments from public, from our audience?
Madam Chair, board members, I don't see that anyone else submitted their name in the chat, but I will ask one more time, is there any other speakers that want to participate? Any other speakers? Okay, Madam Chair, with that being said, it doesn't look like we have any other folks that want to make comments.
Then we can go ahead and move on to the next item, Jody.